So Joe and Chloe, let's me first begin by asking, why did you guys decide to become SU officers?
To be honest, it's a very, very unique opportunity at a young age to be a democratically elected leader of an organisation. It's a role where you have a lot of political responsibility representing a certain amount of students, and one that you can actually make a real amount of change from a system that you've kind of grown up in and come to terms with. By the time a lot of people run in second and third year, they understand the union, they understand what frustrates students and what students like about life at the union. So it's a great opportunity to take that and change it for the better.
Let's get some exact details. What is it that an SU officer does on a day-to-day basis? You know, what if someone's considering becoming an SU officer or running to become an SU officer, what can they expect from their day-to-day lives?
Well, I think that's a great question, because at the end of the day, no 2 days are the same. Mm. So you can't really predict what each day is like. But to give you a small snippet, you have a group of people that you are kind of specifically responsible for representing their views. So for me, it's those engaged in student activity, like yourselves, the student-run services and society. So you'll be dealing with day-to-day issues with them, trying to represent them in anything that is getting in the way of them having the most incredible time at university. So you act basically upon the union's values, to be inclusive, to be empowering, and to encourage collaboration with the students that you represent. But then also you have a wider responsibility as part of a team in leading the union as part of NUS and as 34,000 students to make change in the local community, really.
I didn't really know what to expect. I don't really have any expectations, because I really didn't know what it was going to be like. And no 2 days, literally, they're completely different. And obviously you have your manifesto that you have to work on, but then things can come up throughout the year. So we had like all the stuff the week on chanting, like that wasn't expected, and you have to sort of adapt to that and work with what comes up throughout the year.
So what is it that you need to consider when you're deciding whether to run to be an SU officer? Because the nominations period opens on the 31st of January, and so many students probably at the moment are considering, should they run for education, should they run at all, should they run for president? What do they need to consider?
I'd definitely say come and speak to, like, whichever position that you're thinking of going for, speak to the relevant sort of officer, and then you can get more information on that role and if it is really for you or not. Speaking to the different sort of people that you might be representing, so whether it's people on University Park or Jubilee or St Bonington, obviously, like, getting your manifesto together, but really try and get, like, a good, solid team behind you so you can do more of the sort of going out and representing and less of the operational stuff when you're trying to campaign.
It's quite a fashionable thing to run for a role at our university, which is a great thing because we get great people running for it and the elections are always really hotly contested. But you'll be found out very easily over 2 weeks if you haven't got the right reasons for going to a role. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's a question time conference or whether or not it's coming down here on URN, you've really got to be set that you want the role to make a difference, and not just do it for any kind of ulterior motives, really.
The student leader elections, of course, you know, this is a big phenomenon. People take a lot of interest in it. And of course, this university holds the record for the highest turnout in student leader elections voting. But one thing that students often criticise SU officers for is the fact they're paid for their role. They're paid £17,000 a year. Is that criticism quite hard for you to deal with? And how much of a motivation was that for you when you were deciding whether to run for an officer?
I think it's... especially for myself, so I've graduated now, so I wouldn't have been getting any sort of loan or anything to be able to do this job. So I think if it wasn't a paid role, I couldn't have gone for it. And it's the same with quite a few of the officers. So I think if it wasn't paid, you wouldn't get half the amount of people going for it who could be potentially really good officers, because of the reason it's paid. So I think it's essential to have the pay there, because it will make it quite elitist if your parents can afford to sub you out through the year. You'll only get those sort of people going for it.
Yeah, I don't think it's motivational. I think, it's essential. I think we're a union that encourages inclusivity and sort of equality. And if you're essentially putting down a fantastic political opportunity to sort of those who can self-fund themselves through the year, I think we're acting against our values. Mm-hmm. So it's essential that it's funded.
So let's find out a little bit more information about the current upcoming SU officers campaigning period. What can we look forward to? And what information do students need to know?
What can you look forward to? That's broad. It's an amazing time at university. I mean, when we do our speeches, why you should come to Nottingham University to prospective students, it's always focused around elections. We say, you walk across campus and there's a field of all these different colours, people giving out sweets everywhere.
I remember last year, Katie Williams painted Lenton red, if I remember
yes,
correct.
Yes, and then got a letter from the council to tell her to unpaint Lenton red, otherwise she'd get a monetary fine. But it's a hilarious time because everyone surrounded with the union gets involved. URN jump in. They obviously do great coverage. You've got all the different student groups really get involved in it. It's very, very relevant at our university because our student groups are so kind of entwined with the union. Their work's essential. Everyone really does get behind these leader elections because it's massively, massively relevant for the future of their SRS society sports group.
A lot of the worries that people will be considering when they decide whether they want to run for an officer position or not is, you know, it's quite an arduous process. You have to face a lot of questions. You know, we were at Sutton Bollington question time last year. There was quite a lot of criticism from the audience, from a lot of the audience members. They were saying, you don't come to SB enough. Like, how difficult is that process of being scrutinised consistently, particularly by URN, because we are, of course, your number one source for elections coverage?
I found it quite difficult having people sort of judge you and scrutinise you. And sometimes you feel like whatever you say, it'll be wrong. But I think this year with the question times, I'm going to make it my priority that the sort of the chairs of the question times, or at least a couple of them, maybe like the big ones, are maybe trained in how they can approach the candidates, because it's a tough time for them. And when they're getting sort of shot down, it can be quite hurtful. So I think just if as long as people approach it in the right way, and then for candidates as well, like it's not essential to go. So if you do feel like you don't want to face those questions, then don't put yourself through it. Basically, all the question time should be more like URN. The fun ones.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
We are fun. We do, of course, have the election show here on URN where we play all sorts of games with the prospective officers. But we also have our daily poll show, which will be investigating the prospective candidates and asking them hard-hitting questions about what their position and what their manifestos are. Now, I mentioned manifestos there. A lot of students criticise the manifestos because if I have to read one more statement about a Linton hub, or I have to talk about how buses are going to become 5 times bigger, or libraries are going to become cheaper and less overcrowded, you know, how important a role is that manifesto, and how much is it about the candidate themselves?
I think it's really hard because when you first come into office and when you're making your manifesto, you're so optimistic and you think that you can achieve anything in the year, and then Pete, you might get criticised for things that's not actually your fault. So the university may not be able to do this, or the union might not be able to do that. And that really comes to light in the first couple of months when you're in position. But I definitely say it's not just about the people. You know, your manifesto is really important as well. So everyone sort of thinks that the BNOCs of campus will automatically get elected, and it's not like that at all. They are literally a small proportion of the people that might vote for you. So just putting the work into campaigning and having a manifesto that people can really sort of relate to, I think, is really important.
Your manifesto, I would say, is a very good indication of what you'll do as an officer and what your agenda would be, but take it as a pinch of salt. Both for candidates that are writing it, you're not expected to know everything about the union, and I don't think it's fair to be judged on that. And also for those reading it, you've got to accept that, I mean, these aren't sort of people that are trying to be MPs that have been doing politics for ages. It's not the same level as people that write other manifestos. It's a student manifesto. They're not going to know all the answers, but it is a good indication of what they do want to do.
And if students, whether they be second, first or third year, because of course you can take a sabbatical from your university degree, you don't have to have completed your course already, as Harry Copson is doing this year and Joe Corns is doing this year. where can they find out more, and what should they do to research it?
I'd definitely say, as I said before, if it's a specific position that you're interested in, definitely speak to one of us, because we have obviously first-hand experience of what it's like. If you're thinking about it just in general, like obviously on the website, anything like that, but I really would, if you're even slightly thinking about it, definitely read up some more or come and talk to one of us, because it's not, you'll probably regret it if you end up thinking about it and then not applying.
Well, thank you for joining me, Chloe and Joe. Remember to make the change at UNSU, and you can stand to be an SU officer. And you can find out more about the applications process and what you need to do on the UNSU website. And the nominations period opens on the 31st of January. And as Chloe and Joe say, if you want to find out any more, go talk to your officers or anybody in the University of Nottingham Students' Union Department. Thank you for joining me, guys.
Thank you very much, Sam. Cheers.